Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Hey everyone, just a quick heads up here about our Leveling Up Founders community, which is a private invite-only network of people at the top of their game in business, content, and media. Past guests have included people such as Alex and Layla Hormozi, Chris Doe, Vanessa Lau, Cody Sanchez, and much, much more. You can go to live.levelingup.com to apply and learn more, and we'll see you over there. Today, we are going to talk about why you should focus on conversions and then traffic.
So a lot of people are like, especially in marketing, hey, I need more traffic. The more traffic I'm going to get, the more revenue I'm going to end up driving. That's not true. Not all traffic sources are the same. You'll quickly realize when you start doing things like blogging more, creating more social content, you may get more followers, you may get more visitors, but it's not a one-to-one compared to when someone types in, buy affordable laptop, and then they land on your laptop page that just sells them an affordable laptop. And this goes for both B2B and B2C. What you should focus on is conversions first. And the reason we believe you should focus on conversions first is when you focus on conversions, you're optimizing for what's going to drive you revenue, what's going to drive you signups. And then what you want to do is back end out using your Google Analytics or whatever analytics tool you're looking at, what traffic sources are driving the conversions, and then focus on getting more traffic from the sources that drive the most conversions. If you double your traffic, but you only get 5% more conversions, it doesn't matter. I'd rather increase my traffic by 20% and get 20% more conversions. So just don't optimize for a vanity metric, the vanity metric being traffic. If you focus on conversions first and you look at what sources drive the most conversions and what keywords and what channels and what type of people, and then you focus on that, that's what will help you grow faster.
Yeah, I mean, I've made the mistake of optimizing for traffic first before conversions. Here's the thing, conversions actually help with your bottom line, or they're more tied to your bottom line. And that way you're going to have more resources, right? If you go for traffic first and don't even think about conversions, you're actually wasting resources, especially if you're a startup. Resource allocation matters a lot for really any business, right? And so what I did in the beginning, when I first started doing SEO, let's use that as an example, I really like going to EDM events, right? And so these were like EDC, you know, these types of events, right? And so I was like, you know what? You know, nobody's made a website on light show videos, because like when you go to like a concert, there's like amazing light shows and all that. I was like, you know what? I think I can optimize for that. So I spent 3 months on that website, posting, you know, light show videos, all that, optimizing for it, building links for it, all that. And then after 3 months, I ranked number one for light show videos. And guess what? It brought no conversions. It brought nothing. I wasted all the time in the world. And not only that, I carried on that mistake to another company I went to work at. This is when I was like 24 years old or so. I worked at like an e-commerce lighting website. And I was like, look at all the rankings that we got. And then the CEO was like, dude, and how many new conversions has that gotten? And I was like, oh. So at the end of the day, you have to focus on what maybe the BOFU or MOFU keywords, right? And that's going to drive more conversions if you're doing SEO. We're just talking about SEO in this context. BOFU means bottom of the funnel. Middle of the funnel means middle of the funnel is MOFU. And an example of this would be middle of the funnel might be Ubersuggest versus Ahrefs, right? Because they're kind of competitive SEO tools. Bottom of the funnel would be Ubersuggest reviews, right? And then at the very top of the funnel might be like, you know, best SEO tools of 2023. And so that's top of the funnel. Okay. Go ahead, Neil.
It's all about the end of the day is like we see companies making the mistake. They track vanity metrics, and it's not just with traffic. It's in many aspects of marketing. Like, oh, my bounce rate is this. Well, when it gets better or worse, what happens to your revenue? And a lot of times companies are like, oh, my bounce rate got worse, but you made 15% more money. Who cares? Focus on what really matters. Don't focus on vanity stuff that doesn't really move the business.
All right. So that is it for today. Please don't forget to take a screenshot of this, post it to social, whether it's on IG is probably the best. Neil doesn't really check Twitter, but I can probably bug him if you share it to Twitter. But Instagram, tag both of us, take a picture of this, tell us what you learned, and we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.